get the current daf and it says the Avodah Zarah mem ches, the beginning of the base, and says masses, the beginning of the Avodah Zarah, and all of a sudden in the shade of the Avodah Zarah. Which takes a bother when it comes to address the question, but Leidom Leitzilah Shal Heichel, it can't compare to the shade of the sanctuary of the base of Migdash, and Psachim Nafchavav Med Aleph, where they would say you could sit in the shade. The Hasim Heichel Teichel Aser, because there the walls of the Heichel meant for the inner part of it. And therefore the outer part, which is where you're sitting and getting the shade, that's not a problem. Of the Asherah also itself, but the Asherah tree is meant for the shade, and you're getting that shade. Or in another part, you can say the stringency of Avodah Zarah is different; it's more stringent. Therefore, we say you can't sit in the shade, even though by the Beis Hamikdash we said you could. Which both of them you're not supposed to have an offer. Next, that's not to begin the words the if there is another way, then you shouldn't be going. Which choice is qualified? Pish, in other words, cuts a gazette as short as a way. Because if you can see, even if it's longer, then there's no end. There's always going to be somewhere else around the world to get to your destination. And therefore, it obviously means just as equal as an approach. That if you have two different courses, one prohibited, one permitted, the ultimate product is going to be permitted. Now, Pesha Ben Shmuel explains, still the rabbi said that it's forbidden to plant the vegetables under the tree in the summer months, because it's not comparable. Why not? There also you have the shade that's prohibited, and you have the ground that's permitted. Because no, the halacha over here, zevel with the fertilizer of nevoya of the foliage of mahana that helps the gadol or lahakul zevel hakarka. And in other words, it helps to go and to regenerate. So zevel hakarka nami shu which I'll have to man gadol hakhlev. There's two different causes over here, and therefore. You're going to say that fine. It was a garden. Well, a garden that sell, but for the cause of the shade, their chashinan, their the chacham are concerned. Kuli asa totally forbidden. Why? Because oisana that pleasure shatzel oisa that the shade does lahagim and acham to protect from the sun. Ena karka oisa that the ground is not doing at all. And b'leka nami sell acha the heter goyim imoy lahagim and acham. You don't have another permitted shade that's also assisting. It says, "Kolano satzel iser." Comes with the entire pleasure and benefit of the shade is totally prohibited. And v'dam mishabel apart from the spot, ma bekarshini heter. So it's similar to which the Bach has this like as going before. It's similar to the case of the cow that's fattened with the vetch of heter, which was kachavim, and that of idolat shubiyachad together. Oh, shneim ma'ilu l'fatim apart. They're both effective to fatten up the cow, because zebes agarim. That's called zebes agarim. But that of the tail, come hold, yeah, it's going to be forbidden because that's not zebes agarim. Even though there's another thing that's helping it grow, but for the pleasure of the tail, there's nothing else. This does not begin the gemara hasan de'kazli ibud. Oh, it's not a contradiction because there, Rabbi is not concerned because there it's going to waste. Pirish because Rashi explains the love of the meskaven because the person who's pulverizing and throwing by the zara the dust to the air is intending to destroy it. But Krabatlan, it was already nullified. And therefore says Rashi, it's like a bezar that breaks on its own. It's already gone. It's already bottled. So it's a question about tuvah. That's very difficult because Lamanda, according to one who says that a bezar that breaks on its own is forbidden. So Tikshu, then the question is difficult. That they're not answering because he holds actually that is forbidden. Rav Lamanda Meshari, and even the one who says it permitted, Nami, even according to him, but as the Gemara said, a Jew cannot nullify the Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew. But the Israel Nami I Rabbi Yisi actually told me even the Avodah Zarah of a Jew and the Ma'aser Rifa. In fact, he brings a proof on the Memdal Menav Me'egel Mefletzes, which Yishal Yisrael. Those were Jewish Avodah Zarahs. And the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael and Avodah Zarah of a Jew in the Betel Elamas is never nullified. So how could you say it's based on the principle because it's already bottled? So Lakach Nol Farash rather says it seems to explain the cause of Ibud that it's going to waste. In other words, Leishchiach Shiyavu Lizibul. It's not common that it'll be used to fertilizer, Bezri L'ruach, when you're throwing it to the wind, because it doesn't really fall so much together as one. That's the thing, goes to waste, not because it's a bottle from a bizarre, it's not going to be used. But Kamakam, still, I feel like Rabban are concerned, but at least Rabbi you could understand why he wouldn't be concerned in that case. Makes says not to begin the words, you could plant a branch of Arla, which Kamash Lon says about what's the Chiddush. Of course, it's not a pre. No, the Ligas, we don't make a decree of Yichur Otter Egois. And if we let you plant the branch, you might plant the nut, because the biyichul ishaych may arla. So it says, obviously the branch has no arla. But that's a chiddush, the fruit which does have, we don't make a gzer of one because of the other one. It says, matabik in the words of the ain't an egg shall arla. We cannot plant however the nut of arla. So what you have to say is, the be'is and the tis egoiz, that it's the prohibition of planting a nut, like a tchilan, namil plegri abanam. That when it comes to initially, the rabban, they don't disagree on that. Kadi pligi, if they disagree with Shara and they hold that you're allowed to plant it even like a tchilo, MK, but that's the case to do according to them. Am I Arla Bisraif? Why do we say that when you have an Arla fruit, the tree, you have to burn it? You're not too oily somewhere, you can just plant it. And then what comes out will be, you know, the Arla fruit which was prohibited and the ground which was permitted, and then the product was permitted. And you tell me that Chamor would hold even like a tchilo. And it's pushing to say, oh, the Ari Hasan, there's talking about Ein Ruin Lita, that, oh, you're right, we only say to burn it when it's not fit to be planted. It's a doichi to say. Levade, obviously, the Eved Pligi. Likatchil, of course, everyone holds that you shouldn't do it. But after the fact is where they disagree. And Chamol, okay, after the fact, is going to be okay. Or Rabbi slash Min Rabbi is coming to tell us in the two that if you planted after the Eved, even after the fact, Kalagodomimeno, us or whatever comes grows from it is going to be prohibited. With the Farish Taimo. Like he explains the reasoning, they should pre because it's a fruit. The Bashbet sounds like Shabbalash means he's coming to let us know. Hecha the nut of Igashal Arla, where you planted the nut of Arla. The Philippe Surah Mapayas, that even after the fact, the fruits are going to be forbidden. I bought the Naka in Noitin, so why do you say don't plant? Sounds like only like a Tchila. No, I did the Tana Risha Noitin, since the Risha said what you could plant. So it's on the same Noitin, what you cannot plant, but it's actually not just on like a Tchila, it's even after the Eved that it's going to be prohibited.